the gates of virtue during Ramadan. All perfect praise is due to Allah, the creator of all creatures, the one who knows what they conceal and intend. We thank Him for having blessed us with great bounties and bestowed upon us from His generosity. I testify that none is worthy of being worshipped except Him, and that Muhammad is His slave and messenger. May Allah exalt His mention. Beloved Muslims, the month of Ramadan is the month of virtue and righteousness. Due to the virtue of its period, the deeds performed during it are also treated differently. People are more eager to be virtuous during this month than any other month of the year. There are many righteous deeds a Muslim can perform during this blessed month, and the following are some suggested deeds. Sincerity. Allah says in the fifth verse of chapter Al-Bayyinah, that which means, and they were not commanded except to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion, inclining to truth, and to establish prayer and to give zakah. And that is the correct religion. Hastening in breaking the fast. In the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, Sahl ibn Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with them, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people will continue to be on the right path as long as they hasten the breaking of the fast. Breaking the fast by eating dates. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when one of you is fasting, then let him break his fast by eating a date. If he can't find a date, then let him drink water. Exerting extra effort in supplications. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three supplications are answered without doubt. The supplication of the fasting person, the supplication of the oppressed, and the supplication of the traveler. This report is mentioned in the book of Imam al-Bayhaqi. May Allah have mercy upon him. Eating suhoor, i.e. the pre-dawn meal. In the books of Imams al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, Anas, may Allah be pleased with them, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, eat suhoor as there is blessings in it. Thanking Allah after eating or drinking. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah is pleased with the slave who thanks him, i.e. says Alhamdulillah, when he eats, and thanks him when he drinks. This is reported in the book of Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon him. Guarding one's tongue and remaining silent. In the book of Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon him, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, let he who believes in Allah and the last day say something kind or remain silent. In the book of Imam Ibn Hibban, may Allah have mercy upon him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, fasting is not to refrain from eating and drinking. Rather, one should neither indulge in obscene language, nor should he raise his voice. And if anyone reviles him or tries to quarrel with him, he should say, I am fasting, I am fasting. Going early to the mosque and waiting for the next prayer. In the book of Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon him, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, should I not direct you to something by which Allah obliterates the sins and elevates your ranks? They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, performing ablution properly, even in difficulty, frequently going to the mosque and waiting eagerly for the next prayer after a prayer is over. Indeed, that is al-ribat. Indeed, that is al-ribat, i.e. equivalent to its reward. Al-ribat is guarding the front lines of the Muslim army. In the books of Imams al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Everyone among you will be deemed to be occupied in prayer constantly so long as the prayer detains him from worldly concerns, and nothing prevents him from returning to his family but prayer." Spending charity. In the books of Imams al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who gives in charity the value of a date which he legally earned, and Allah accepts only that which is pure, Allah accepts it with his right hand and fosters it for him, as one of you fosters his pony, until it," i.e. the spent charity, "becomes like a mountain." Encouraging others to spend. Allah says in the second verse of chapter Al-Ma'idah, that which means, "And cooperate in righteousness and piety, but do not cooperate in sin and aggression." Arranging for lectures. In the book of Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon him, Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If anyone calls others to follow right guidance, his reward will be equivalent to those who follow him in righteousness, without their reward being diminished in any respect. And if anyone invites others to follow error, the sin will be equivalent to that of the people who follow him in sinfulness, without their sins being diminished in any respect." Performing the Eid prayer. In the book of Imam al-Bukhari, may Allah have mercy upon him, Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come out on the Eid day after Ramadan, and the first thing he would do was to perform the Eid prayer. Beloved brothers, these were some of the gates towards virtue that one can perform during this blessed month. So be keen to accumulate as much reward as you possibly can, because this could be the last year you witness this month. Take advantage of this chance and put forth what you would like to see on the day of account. Allah says in verse 30 of chapter Al-Imran, that which means, "The day every soul will find what it has done of good present before it, and what it has done of evil. It will wish between itself and that evil was a great distance. And Allah warns you of himself, and Allah is kind to his slaves."